We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
Steal by Penson, a run out to the rack. He flushed it. Mizzou by 7, matching their biggest lead of the game.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Good evening and welcome to Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance on the Central National Bank Tiger Network from Learfield IMG College. I'm Nick Jost from Mizzou Athletics, filling in tonight for Mike Kelly, who is on assignment in Stark, Vegas, preparing to call tomorrow night's men's basketball game against the Mississippi State Bulldogs on many of these same Tiger Network stations. And earlier today, as you just heard Brad Trinago say, Mike picked up his 7th Missouri Sportscaster of the Year award from the National Sports Media Association. Congratulations to Mike, and certainly an outstanding ambassador for Mizzou Athletics. Our guest tonight, Mizzou Director of Athletics, Jim Stark. He's in his 4th year leading the Tigers 20-sport program. In addition, later in the show, we'll hear from gymnastics coach Shannon Welker and fifth-year senior Morgan Porter a bit later as the Tigers prepare to host Florida Friday night at 6 p.m. in the Hearn Center. Jim, welcome to the program and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Nick. It's great to be here, and Shannon, and we have our guests out there, so we're ready to roll.
Let's start with football.
Oh, okay.
Started about a month ago. You had a search that led to Eli Drinkwitz being hired as the 33rd coach in Mizzou football history. What do you look for when you launch a search like that?
Well, every search is different, and every situation is different, but you try to be prepared ahead of time and as you know, trying to see who might be out there, who we might want to be interested in, who qualifies for our criteria as far as experience and credibility, They're a person of great integrity as well. And so I think we were looking for that. We narrowed it down, contracted a search committee or a search firm and worked through the list. They reached out to agents, and then you quickly get into meeting in person, and I think we ended up with a great one. There's twists and turns in every search, and it was interesting. Media speculation, you can't prevent that, and if leaks go out and things, people think they know something, and they might report it. So you never know how it's going to go, but I think in the end, we ended up where we wanted to be with someone with great experience, great integrity, just a dynamic personality that I think will help lead Mizzou athletics to new heights.
Well, and you talked about how the search process has changed over the years now with social media, flight tracking, where all kinds of tools that people have. It's not like the days when Nebraska hired Bob Devaney and they put him in one hotel in Lincoln, Nebraska under an assumed name, is it?
No, absolutely. There's a lot of people know I think you can, it's tough to keep a secret, I guess, if you will, but I think you can surprise people. We've done that. We've kept it pretty confidential as far as when we got down to the final candidate, and we did that in basketball, and we've done that with other sports. And I think it's important to do that for the integrity of the search, but also for the people that are engaged in the process, as far as coaches that are willing to put their current situation on the line and be able to talk to us and really look and see if they're the right person for the job.
Well, and that gets into why a search firm and certainly privacy of the candidates is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. Some names were thrown out there, and it's unfortunate for that because we may or may not have talked to them, but their names are out there, and they have to deal with situations back on their campuses. And so you want to keep integrity to the search, and it's important to do that. And in the end, through all that, we ended up with a great one with Eli Drinkwitz.
You interviewed a lot of talented individuals, many of whom led their teams to victories in bowl games this season. What made Eli the right person at this moment for Mizzou?
Well, I think from the first time we even just talked on the phone, I think just listening to him, what he was about, knowing a background obviously before you talk to him, but hearing in person or on the phone initially, but then in person of what he stood for, how he would organize and move into a position like ours. It's not something you want to just turn the keys over to someone that doesn't have a plan and someone that's not ready for it. And I really felt that in talking to Eli, that he was ready for the SEC. He was ready for the challenge, even at a young age. He's had tremendous amount of experience. I really like that he had coached high school. It's important for that level to be able to relate to the coaches, to the kids that are you're recruiting, and understand what they're going through, and then make the transition to an assistant, and had a variety of experiences at good places, Arkansas State, then Boise State, then North Carolina State, where he had great experiences. And every place he was at, he helped make the place better.
And left it better.
Left it better, yeah.
Obviously, through the search, the process oftentimes comes with a financial investment, and certainly you've invested in Eli and his staff. Why was it important to show that commitment? And it wouldn't have just been for Eli, but certainly as you're moving through the process.
Yeah, I think it was important as we talked to the chancellor and president and board of curators that we needed to have a range of resources that we, depending on the amount of experience of the candidate, that we were able to offer, and so that they felt supported. They felt like they could hire a great coach. And as you know, you're only as good as the people that work around you. And obviously, I'm blessed with great staff and coaches that are around. And we wanted to find somebody, but then also give them the tools to be able to hire the staff that he needed to, that with the experience that you need to be able to compete at the highest level.
Have you been pleased with the staff that he's put together so far?
Yeah, I met most of them, and just as he's nailing down, I need a scorecard as far as who fits where, and I think he's going to eventually let the team know, and then we'll know publicly on that as far as what positions, coordinating positions, and those kinds of things. But obviously a great group. We've met with them and talked to them. I kind of shared what I was about and what we were trying to do as far as win it right in Mizzou athletics, with Mizzou athletics, but also to sit through his staff meeting and what he expected of his coaches as well. So that was a good meeting.
It's the fifth coach now that you've hired at Mizzou, Jim, in your tenure here. The first four, Konzo Martin, Larissa Anderson, Andrew Grievers, and now Josh Taylor, before Eli, all four went to postseason in their first year. So he's got a little bit of a bar to get over there, doesn't he?
And I shared that with him. And obviously that bar is something that he wants to surpass, right away. But going to postseason, and I think it is important. We have four teams that are there, four programs that are ranked in the top 25 right now. That's where each of our programs need to be, aspire to be, and want to be. And so I think, you know, my job is trying to give them the support and the resources to be able to do that. I think Coach Drinkwitz, you know, once he's talked about, you know, it's important for Mizzou to win the East and win a bowl game. And boy, when you do that, then you're competing at the highest level and you have a chance to be very special.
Jim and I'll be back with more Tiger Talk at Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance, after this.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi, folks. This is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of three ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Most people don't enjoy a long drive from the airport, so why not choose Columbia Regional Airport? They offer free parking, short lines, and of course, a much shorter drive home. And with direct flights to Dallas, Denver, and Chicago, your trip just got a whole lot easier. Enjoy less time parking, less time in lines, less time on the highway, and more time warm and comfortable at home. Visit FlyCOU to see how affordable, convenient flights can be. Columbia Regional Airport. There sooner, home faster.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
What does safety mean to you? At Missouri Employers Mutual, it means that our customers can run their businesses with confidence. When you partner with MEM for work comp insurance, you can be confident that your team is protected by programs proven to prevent injuries. Because when people are safe, they're happier and more successful. Missouri Employers Mutual. Confidence at work. Visit mem-ins.com for more.
One Missouri Lottery ticket isn't going to change a student's life. One ticket can only do so much good. But when Missourians come together and play, that good adds up to something greater. That good helps send our children to college and supports their dreams. That good does change the world. Thank you for supporting Missouri public education. Thank you for playing it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
We're back at Cheerleader Pub and Grill for more Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. Shelter Insurance recently ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Three of the last 4 years by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Nick Jost joined by Mizzou Director of Athletics, Jim Sturk, on Tiger Talk tonight. Jim, obviously, when you make a coaching change, you're obviously looking maybe to see a bump in increase in crowds at the next year's football games and stuff like that. The renewals will go in the mailbox here a little bit later in the month. Only six home games next year. Cost of business always going up, yet Mizzou decided to drop its season ticket prices a bit.
Yeah, I think it was important. We're going to have one less home game, but obviously that Arkansas game moved to Arrowhead, and that fulfills an obligation we had with the Chiefs. But I think that'll be a great game. But we have a great home schedule. Unlike this year where we had five in a row, we have it's more, in a systematic way, two home, two away. It lays out to be a good home schedule. So excited about that. Had good buzz. People have been calling and emailing about season tickets already, and we haven't even put them out. I think it'll be a great opportunity, but we're going to also continue to work at we worked at group sales. That increased a lot, so we kind of turned back the tide of dropping each year. This past year we were about even with revenues and from the previous year, and so I think we have an opportunity to really grow it this year and have an exciting fall.
Well, and you really saw a positive shift last year in the student attendance. You know, over 7,000 student tickets were purchased, which was a very positive trend.
Yeah, and we needed to work on that because it had dropped significantly, and we really did some studies on with other schools and what they had done, and we dropped the price. We worked with Residential Life and had it on their bill as far as opportunity for the parents to purchase it as they're registering for classes or what kind of meal plan. The sports pass was in there, and we sold a lot up front where we hadn't done that before. And so I think that getting that big freshman class in there, now it'll rotate into being sophomores. Now we need to go out and get the new freshman class and get a bunch there. But we have an opportunity to grow significantly. Just spoke with the chamber, and they're interested in supporting as well. So a lot of good momentum and synergy around Columbia, but also the state as well behind our program.
And you see it nationally, though, the trends in college football attendance, it continues to go down slightly every year.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I'm old enough and where you were when you watched games on TV, you know, unlike the game tonight that's about to start in the national championship game, it's crystal clear when you look up at the game, and we have a better view sometimes than the people in the stands, and the definition and the product that they put out is very very good, and you can see it. When I was growing up, it was kind of fuzzy, and you could barely see the numbers. You know, certainly not see names. But so this is a different day. Obviously, the league and the individual schools get compensated significantly by the television revenues, and those are important as we move forward. But we don't want to lose sight of the atmosphere and the game day atmosphere, and I think that'll always draw people in, and so we want to continue to build that. We're going to continue to survey our fans and have focus groups on what we can do to bring more people in and have a great experience at the games.
One thing that really helped with the game day experience, obviously, this past year was the opening of the new $98 million South End Zone facility in mid-July. And it's a beautiful facility, Jim, I think, to say the least. What's been the reaction you've gotten, not only from the fans, but the student athletes?
Well, when they moved in August, and that was about 4 months behind, so that was a pressure cooker as far as, you know, getting people in there. And then up until the week before the game, I'm not sure that, I wasn't sure the South End Zone was going to be ready for the public. But from day one, I think people really appreciated the opportunities that it gave, a different experience. But for those that were in the South End Zone, but also the folks that were in the East and West and on the North Hill, and people were able to, the video board's even bigger than the North side. The sound was better. We were able to capture that. And it people asked me if we moved the East and West sidelines in closer because it felt like it. It was a better atmosphere. It's a more enclosed stadium. It is now one of the better stadiums in the country, I think, with the experience that we can put together there.
Jim, as you look ahead as far as at the stadium, anything maybe on board or on at the look for, see for next year?
As far as the stadium, I think we want to continue to, we introduced alcohol at the game this year, and that was kind of an experiment, if you will, and we'll be better at it this year as far as how we serve and produced that at the games. I think overall, though, it was really positive. We had a report from the police. There were no increased incidents. In fact, outside of it, it had gone down. So I think the police and everyone were supportive of it. The overall, I think the field, it's reached its age limit, and we're looking to replace that in the off season, and so that'll be a new field. As we met recently, we're looking at the baseball field. We had done the infield, that needs to be replaced on a warranty, but I think overall we want to cover that whole baseball field so that it levels the playing field for our student athletes that are competing against schools in warm weather, and so we want to get that done this offseason, right after baseball season two.
It never stops, does it?
It never stops, no.
The law firm of Lathrop GPM would like to recognize Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes who represent the Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. The Three Stripes Club student athlete this week is Mizzou swimming and diving Sarah Thompson. The law firm of Lathrop GPM proudly serving Missouri businesses since 1873. When we come back, we'll talk Mizzou women's gymnastics with Coach Shannon Welker and senior Morgan Porter. Back with more Tiger Talk at Cheeler Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high-rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to MoDOT.org/buckle-up, phone-down, and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
The completely redesigned 2020 Ford Escape is built for the Midwest with all the features you want in an SUV. Want a sleek new look with available panoramic Vista roof to let in more of the heartland? Want the added efficiency of an available EcoBoost engine with auto start-stop technology? What about a spacious interior with sliding seats for best-in-class second-row legroom? The 2020 Escape has it all and more. Come see for yourself at your quality Ford dealers, proud sponsor of the Mizzou Tigers. Class of small utilities based on Ford segmentation.
You don't need a lecture hall to learn from award-winning professors. Mizzou offers 125 degrees and certificates online. Same well-respected curriculum, same distinguished professors. All in an affordable online format that lets you keep up that nonstop busy life of yours. Mizzou Online is Mizzou for you. Your time, your goals, your launching pad for wherever you're headed next. Pick the online degree that fits you at online.missouri.edu.
The next time you call your internet or phone company, say these three letters, M-I-Z. If they don't respond with Z-O-U, then you can be sure they're not local. At Socket, 100% of our employees live here in Missouri. So you're not just our customers, you're our friends and neighbors. We bet the other guys can't say that. Socket, calls answered locally, techie stuff explained simply. Local phone, internet, and data. Socket.net.
We're back at Cheerleader Pub and Grill for more Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. Join us next Monday night at 7 o'clock for Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance with Coach Martin, live from our new location, Cheerleader Pub and Grill, conveniently located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63 here in Columbia. It's my pleasure now to be joined by seventh-year head coach of the women's gymnastics team here at Mizzou, Shannon Welker. Shannon, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Nick. Glad to be here.
Your team off to a good start on the young season. Just two meets into the season, you're ranked 19th in the country. You're facing the fifth toughest schedule nationally, and certainly have a big meet coming up at home this Friday night at 6 o'clock against Florida.
Yeah, we're excited. We got a super talented team. I think this is probably our most talented team we've had since we've been here. I got some great leaders on our team, and you'll talk to one of them pretty soon here. And, we're absolutely 6 o'clock on Friday against Florida. Should be a good one.
Well, 2 years ago, if memory serves me correctly, I believe you beat the Gators.
We did, our first time in history, and so we're hoping to repeat that.
Well, you've got a pretty good environment in the Hearn Center, and I know how hard you've worked over the years to build that. And fans can really impact the gymnastics meet. They may not think they can, but having been there the last 2 years, they really can.
Oh, absolutely. It's probably the most subjective sport of all in college athletics, and our fans have a huge impact on our ability to get momentum going and to impact the judges in a positive way, especially for the home team.
Well, and that's very important. Mm-hmm. And I think some of the nice things you've done with, you know, the mic man and just bringing some energy and creating a positive environment have helped, you know, bring people out to see your team perform. I think, you know, one of the things people don't understand maybe about your sport is your ladies, they train so hard throughout the course of the fall and then into the off the winter break, and then they're into their season. For maybe, you know, that event time may be 30 seconds, maybe a minute on a good event, but I mean, there's a lot of time for a very short performance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if we added up the time they were on their apparatus, you're right on the money. They're probably on those, our all-arounders, for maybe 3 minutes tops. And but it's a lot of fun. And if no one's come out to an event, boy, come out. It's an hour and a half. It's quick-paced. It's fun. The athleticism is like none other.
Well, it is. And it's a credit to the program that you and your staff have built here over the last, you know, 6 years. What are your team's goals, you know, as you sit here now, two meets into the season, as you look ahead to this season, not only, you know, in the regular season, but, you know, the postseason in March?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we want to finish up in that top five in our conference this year. Our team set some goals towards at the beginning of the year, and they said, well, we think we can be top 12 this year in the country. And I told them a couple weeks back, I said, hey, I think you set those goals too low. I think we are talented enough to be top 10. And so absolutely, you know, I think very minimally we want to make it to the last day of regional championships and give ourselves a shot at moving on to national championships.
Well, and I think your squad has a really good mix of upperclassmen and some younger, you know, first-year student-athletes who are performing at a high level early in the season. Who is, in your opinion, so far through the first couple of meets, really headed for what you believe to be either, you know, a strong or breakout type season?
Yeah, well, you're right. I mean, our leaders, which would be, you know, Morgan and Aspen and Mary, they're all doing a nice job for us, and that's no surprise because they've continued to do that over their time here. Boy, we have a ton of really talented freshmen this year, and they're exciting to watch. Helen Hugh is absolutely, she was freshman gymnast of the week in the SEC last week and hopefully this week too, but man, she's exciting to watch. We have Sienna Schreiber has been doing a nice job for us. We have somebody who's been on campus, just joined us at mid-year, Cambry Brandt, is doing some great stuff, and so a whole lot of young ladies that are really going to, I think, do some awesome stuff for us in this year.
Shannon, you're in your seventh year of building your program here. A year ago, you finished 17th in the national rankings, which tied your best finish ever in the rankings at Mizzou. You had your highest regional score a year ago, and you've just steadily improve the program each year. What's the next step? What do you see as in your vision for Mizzou women's gymnastics?
Yeah, well, I think you have to do well over a certain period of time in order to recruit at a certain level. And I'm sure that applies to all sports, quite honestly. But I think now we're starting to consistently get a very high level of student athlete coming in the door. And we've gotten some of those young ladies over the past. We've gotten the Morgan Porters and the Aspen Tuckers here and there. But now I think we're really starting to string those together and really get in a very consistently high performing student athlete coming in the door. And I think that's what you have to do at this point. And so I really think our team can be a team that continues to compete for getting into the top half of the SEC and being there. If you can be in the top half in the SEC, boy, you're going to be top 10 in the country every year. And then consistently competing to get our team to national championships, which is the top 8 in the country. So that's really where I want to position ourselves.
And I know that as you've built this program, you've seen a great change, you know, within the culture of your program. What's different from maybe when you arrived here 7 years ago?
Well, there's no doubt, somebody told me long ago that, you know, no one wants to win as bad as the coach does. Well, I'll tell you what, I still think that's true, but the ladies on our team are I think this year they're testing that theory. They're really dedicated, and their commitment level is the highest I've ever seen. So it's super exciting, and you know, that's motivating to their teammates, but it's super motivating to our coaching staff as well.
And just like, and you kind of touched on that briefly here a second ago, but SEC and women's gymnastics, certainly the premier conference, in my opinion, and I think you would probably tend to agree with me, in the nation. Every week, it's a nationally ranked opponent that you are facing. How does that make your team better?
Yeah, well, there's no off weekends, and you know, even our out-of-conference competitions are tough this year. As you mentioned, we got the fifth toughest schedule in the country, and sometimes I regret that decision, but I'll tell you what, it does force you to be prepared every weekend as a coaching staff, as a team member, and you know, we're attracting young women that know the toughness of what we're looking for, and when they decide to do that, we know that they're bought in on there, and so that. Competing in the SEC, you're right. It drives you to be the best you can, and there are no off weekends. You're going out there. You're on TV. You got to be ready to roll and be competitive, too.
Yeah, it's unbelievably how deep the league is in so many sports, and women's gymnastics is certainly just another example of that. A year from now, Shannon, very important moment from your program. You're going to host the 2021 NCAA Regionals. Just how important is that for your program and certainly for the Columbia community?
Well, it's an awesome event. And again, you know, we don't want to hopefully wait till then to get our fans over to Hearns, but that, you know, that's a premier event in the country. There's only 4 sites in the country. And so we've been fortunate enough to have the support with our administration to put in a bid for those and to earn that bid and to get that on our campus. And certainly having it on your own campus gives you that home field advantage, especially when you got a big home field fan base that'll come out and support you. So I think that's going to be exciting. It's going to show the country what we've got to offer here on a little bit of a higher level on a national stage as well.
Shannon, in our next segment, we're going to talk to fifth-year senior Morgan Porter. Maybe talk a little bit about what she brings to your team this year.
Yeah, I was talking with I was doing an interview for our last meet at Kentucky last weekend with the ESPN crew, and the interviewee, she was talking to me about Morgan Porter, and she goes, boy, you know, Morgan has really seems like she's helped change your program and been a rock for you guys. And she goes, you know, kind of, you know, so to speak. And I said, no, that's absolutely on the money. I said, she really has embraced what we've been trying to establish, and she has driven and never wavered in her work ethic and her commitment to what we're trying to get done here. And I think without her, this would have been a much longer process, quite honestly. So she's meant a lot. I think just she shows our freshmen what to do. She shows our underclassmen what to do. And she does things the right way. And she's the first person to the gym and the last person to leave, except for maybe me.
Well, we look forward to talking to her in our next segment. And Shannon, thank you for your time tonight. Thanks for coming out. And certainly wish you well, not only this week against Florida, but for the rest of the season. Appreciate all you do for Mizzou.
Thanks, Nick.
That is women's gymnastics coach Shannon Welker. And we'll be back with more Tiger Talk at Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here goes.
Oh! Happens every time!
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Aqua Adam here from Echo Water Systems. You want perfection? Echo Water is water perfection. From the best tasting water to lower energy bills and better performing appliances, you'd be surprised at how an Echo Water System can improve your life. Whether it be at your home or business, drink delicious tasting Echo Water. From chlorine free refiners to reverse osmosis drinking water systems, experience the Echo Water difference. Visit us online at echowater.com.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at proplan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
One Missouri Lottery ticket isn't going to change a student's life. One ticket can only do so much good. But when Missourians come together and play, that good adds up to something greater. That good helps send our children to college and supports their dreams. That good does change the world. Thank you for supporting Missouri public education. Thank you for playing it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
We're back to Cheerleader Pub and Grill for more Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank our premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. I'm Nick Jost, joined right now in our student athletes segment by fifth year gymnastics senior Morgan Porter. Morgan is from Overland, Missouri. She is a health science major and she was a 2016 SEC Freshman Gymnast of the Year. Morgan, welcome to the program. Glad to have you.
Hi, Nick. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk gymnastics here. One of the most physically demanding sports, without question, I think, that I've ever had the privilege of witnessing. What made you want to come back for your fifth year here this year rather than maybe get on and use that health science degree?
After being injured and having, I guess, a year taken away from me of gymnastics that I could have had, I can't tell you how much I love the sport of gymnastics. So to be offered another year, I would have been crazy not to take it. I would have regretted it for sure.
Well, and certainly you have seen a lot of changes in the program. Coach Welker in his seventh year, you've been with him now. This is your fifth year at Mizzou. So 5 out of your 6 years, you've been with Coach Welker and his staff. What have you seen change in within the Mizzou program?
I think that just year to year, I mean, the team dynamic is so much different. I just think the relationships between every team member is different. Our relationship with the coaches is different. I mean, it's better in every aspect.
What will you remember? You're obviously a fifth-year senior. There's a lot yet to go in your senior year. But what memories will you really take away from your time here in Columbia?
I would say the competitions are definitely a highlight, and just the celebrations and everything. And even the times in the gym, even though the practices are hard and stuff, but like just being together with your team day in and day out for hours at a time, I mean, you just become so close with them, and the chemistry is just, it's amazing.
Is there one particular moment that you would zero in on as maybe your favorite moment thus far, or is it not maybe not yet happened?
I would say there's great moments every year, but I guess just one that sticks in my brain is when we beat Florida, just because we made history that night, and the feeling was just uncomparable.
Well, and I was there that night at the Hearn Center, and it was really cool to see you and your teammates perform at such a high level and beat a really good SEC program that has great history and great tradition. You've got your major in health science,
yeah.
And someday you're going to leave Columbia and put that degree to use. What would you like to do with that degree from Mizzou?
Well, my major is, I guess, human environmental sciences. My major is exercise physiology or exercise science. So I'm planning on taking the ACSM exercise physiologist exam upon graduation. And so hopefully doing something in a clinical setting just with exercise prescription or something of the sort.
Okay, that sounds very fun. And then away from gymnastics, what do you like to do in your spare time?
You know, my favorite hobby is bowling.
Okay.
I love bowling. My mom and dad were on a bowling league, so I spent a lot of my childhood in a bowling alley.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Tell us one thing about your coach, Shannon Welker, that no one else knows. This is your opportunity.
Oh, man.
To tell the world.
I don't know. I feel like I know so much about you, but I can't think of anything. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we'll let you think about that and tell us what your best game you ever bowled was, being your parents.
Ooh,
so what's the best game you ever bowled? What's your high score?
My PR is 168 without bumpers, I should add. And I have gotten that twice. I bowled that twice in two games in the same night, and I was so frustrated.
Without bumpers, though.
Without bumpers,
that's
yeah.
Pretty good. That's really good.
Thank you.
All right, Shannon, now you got to fill in the blank. Come on now, there's got to be something that's just right there for you to tee off on.
Oh, my God. What?
She can't come up with
it. I can't.
That's amazing. Well, Morgan, congratulations on a great career at Mizzou. You've got a lot of, there's a lot of opportunity, obviously, left in this season. And certainly having a great crowd there this Friday night when you host the number two team in the country,
yes.
Florida, at 6 o'clock would be huge, would it not?
Yes.
So good
come
luck.
Come to the Hearn, 6 o'clock.
All right, good luck.
All right, thank you so
thank
much.
You. That is Morgan Porter, a fifth-year student-athlete on the Mizzou women's gymnastics team. We'll be back with more Tiger Talk at Cheerleader Pub and Grill, presented by Say Insurance from Learfield IMG College.
Off-season for Mizzou fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now with Regions Your Pick Studio, you can
M-I-Z-Z-O-U
wherever you go with a personalized check card. And with Regions Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit yourpicks.regions.com. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Move better, feel better, simply live better with Wilson's Fitness. Five locations, over 250 weekly group fitness classes, and training for all ages and abilities. Move better. At Wilson's, every body is perfectly imperfect. Unlock the best version of you. Feel better. Wilson spends time with you to discover the safest and most effective workout. Live better. Escape reality in the saltwater pool, detox in the sauna, or heat things up with hot yoga at Wilson's Fitness.
At MU Healthcare, we're as serious about allergies as we are about Alzheimer's, because every health issue is important, which is why we're prepared for any patient who walks through our doors. We have 600 physicians and more than 80 specialties working together to coordinate every part of your care, whether it's extreme or routine. That's academic medicine. That's MU Healthcare.
Ready? OK.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS One Score, September 2019.
Founded on integrity, dedicated to results, Malley Commercial Realty was founded in 1993 with the goal of leading clients in personal and efficient commercial real estate brokerage. Malley Commercial Realty has helped countless companies find the perfect location to grow their business and find success. Whatever your real estate objective, Malley Commercial Realty can make it happen. We are committed to complete client service, sharing our knowledge and experience, and walking you through the process every step of the way. Call 573-443-3200 or visit MalleyRealty.com and put our experience to work for you.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub & Grill is your destination location for all things Mizzou. Cheerleader Pub & Grill, proud to be the new home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
We're back at Cheerleader Pub and Grill for more Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. Shelter Insurance recently named number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurance in the central region three of the last 4 years by J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. And tonight's show also is brought to you in part by Central Bank, your hometown bank and the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today at www.centralbank.net. Nick Show is joined back by Director of Athletics at Missouri, Jim Sturt. Jim, the men's basketball team, huge victory the other night against Florida, 91-75. What have you seen out of the Tigers and Coach Martin's squad thus far over the first half of the season?
Well, obviously, some games that they thought they should have won and everyone thought they should have won. But I think overall, just a great performance from start to finish the other night against Florida. Just a different team. I think they really decided to take charge of their destiny a little bit. And with the loss of Jeremiah and knowing that it was a loss, I think they prepared really well. And we're deep in guards, as you know, and everyone knows that we've got a great group there that can really attack the basket, plus shoot well from the outside. And so it came together. And hopefully it's contagious and we continue on the rest of the season.
Illinois the last 2 years and bringing that bragging rights trophy back to Columbia has been pretty cool, has it not?
Yeah, that's a great game and a great rivalry. For us to continue with that, and then now on the other side of the state, you know, renewing the Kansas rivalry is important, and I think so. So for fans and interest in our game and interest in our program, I think it only adds to the value.
A little bit of a rebuilding year in women's basketball. They're having to adjust to life without the program's all-time leading scorer in Sophie Cunningham, who's playing pro ball down in Australia after a very successful WNBA rookie season. And they're trying to mix a roster of veteran players with a lot of talented newcomers. Your thoughts on that program?
One, just a great coach in Robin Pinchton, and she's going to get a lot out of that team and continue to grow them and develop that team this year. And a lot of new pieces this year, some younger players that needed to understand what it was like playing at this level. But I think in the last few games, really, really great improvement. Had a little bit of the flu bug in the last one against Arkansas and a little depth issue. But I think started off really well. I think we had like a 24-14 lead or something at the start of the game, but couldn't sustain it, and depth was an issue. But I think you're going to see them continue to grow and get better game by game.
With men's indoor track cracking the top 25 this week at number 19 in the preseason rankings, five of Mizzou's other six winter sports teams, I should say, are ranked in the nation's top 25. You get men's swimming at number 7. The women's swimming team is at 12. Gymnastics, we mentioned, at 19, as is men's track and field, and then wrestling checking in at 23. All look poised to do something as you get into the back half of the season and the championship portion of their schedule. What's the consistent theme that makes all those programs so successful year in and year out?
I think quality individuals leading those programs. They have a great group of head coach. We have a great group of head coaches. that have quality assistants that in turn attract and retain good student athletes that can compete at this level. And so I think that's important. People are the most important asset that you have within a business, within intercollegiate athletics, within a team. And so just being able to attract those quality athletes and then develop them and into a high level competitor is very important, and you see that in each of those programs.
Grades came back for your 550 student athletes here. I think probably last week is when they were all in, and your combined 3.15 GPA for the semester, third straight semester that your student athletes collectively have set a record-setting mark in the classroom. What does that mean, not only for the department, but then how rewarding it is for you as an athletic director to see your student athletes performing at such a high level, not only academically but athletically as well?
I anyone that works in intercollegiate athletics, and I have a passion for that student athlete experience. That as a young athlete myself, it gave me an opportunity to achieve a degree. I wasn't on a full scholarship or anything like that, and so I had to work and do that. But it was an opportunity and gave me motivation to go to college, to finish it, and then open new doors for me. And so I think it's really important for especially first-generation student-athletes to understand what the opportunity is and take advantage of it. We've got a great staff in our academic staff, Mizzou Made staff, and then our coaches really emphasize that point, that it's important to win on the field of play, but also win in the classroom as well. And so we're doing that. I think there's a great correlation with the GPAs and how we're doing on the field of play and in competition as well. And so I think that's important that we have those student athletes that can balance that at a high level and are having great success. And I think our alums and fans and folks that are supporting our Tiger Scholarship Fund can feel really good about the investment they're making in lives of our student athletes.
Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they're paying for and why. We'll be right back with more Tiger Talk at Cheerleader Pub and Grill presented by Say Insurance from Learfield IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. And the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at proplan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most. And the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
We're back at Cheerleader Pub and Grill for more Tiger Talk. Final segment presented by Say Insurance. Busy week in Mizzou athletics. Women's basketball team will take on number one South Carolina Thursday night at 7:30. And that will be the annual We Back Pat night. So get out and see Coach Robin Pinchton's team as they take on number one South Carolina at Mizzou Arena. Mizzou Gymnastics, we talked earlier in the program with Shannon Welker and Morgan Porter. They will take on number 10 Florida Friday night at the Hearn Center, 6 p.m. for that one. So get out and see that team in action. Renew or request your 2020 Mizzou football season tickets now. The new Zoo will be led this year by head coach Eli Drinkowitz. And get your tickets today by calling 1-800-CATPAWS or visiting mutigers.com. In the final 5 minutes, Nick Jost along with Mizzou Director of Athletics Jim Sterk. And Jim, TSF campaign, 1839 campaign, all over. You're over 14,000 members now. I'm assuming you're pleased with that. Why is it important for Mizzou fans to support TSF?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, that you know the scholarships that we provide are life impacting. They it changes lives and gives opportunity for our student athletes to have to get a great degree from Mizzou, and we are we do pay that. That's a fee that we pay to the institution in tuition and room and board, and so it's important for us to be able to do that, but for us to also keep up with our competitors. That annual donation allows us to fulfill the scholarship obligation, but also the needs of in facilities and operations and travel and all the things that go into creating a successful athletics department. So competitively, we've been behind in the SEC, and so I think it was important to set out that challenge, and people are responding in a positive way.
It's an arms race, obviously, in college athletics and facilities these days. The south end zone is now complete. There are still a lot of punch list items that are being worked out. But what's next on your radar from a capital project standpoint?
For football, I think an indoor, I know an indoor is the next on the list as far as with Coach Drinkowitz and the folks. Divine is a great indoor space that it was completed, but it's not a 100-yard field. And actually, all our coaches, I was talking with the softball coach, Larissa Anderson, and they're practicing each night, have morning practices, but then at night they're practicing till 8 at night. And so it's tough when school is in session for our programs that need the indoor space to be able to utilize it. And so to have another indoor space is important for us. So that's something that's on the horizon. As I said, baseball, renovation of that stadium and the field space, it's probably upwards of $25 million worth of need in that area that we're attacking piece by piece. But as people are donating and interested in supporting, we're able to accomplish those. And those are a couple spaces. Basketball, we're renovating the locker rooms in for men's and women's, and the athletic medicine training area is going to be renovated in the off season, and we've secured gifts and support of upwards of $4 or $5 million to make that happen. So those are important steps that we take. But each of our coaches have a list of needs and wants, and we want to be able to provide those resources so that they're able to compete at the highest level.
Jim, last question for you. If fans could do one thing to make a positive impact on Mizzou athletics during this calendar year, what would it be?
Get someone to contribute and support at the same level they are. I think that, you know, bring one and get one, and you know, whatever that line is as far as being able to continue to support at the current level that they're doing, but also get someone else to come in and support at that level or better. And that's great recruiting, and we need folks across Columbia and across the state to be able to do that. And we have a great ambassador group in 95 of the counties now, and we're able to communicate with those folks, and those are things that we need to do and to be able to build this base. And I think we have the coaches and the staff in place to be able to take advantage and really rise to a new level of intercollegiate athletic success at Mizzou.
Well, and you certainly see Coach Drinkowitz early on. He has really been out and engaging with a lot of different groups.
Yeah, we're heading down to Springfield Wednesday, and we'll be in Kansas City and the next week, and we'll be around. We've done some things here in Columbia. Right away, we were able to, with the Bragging Rights, get them in front of some folks in St. Louis, and so we'll continue to do that. And our caravan in the spring is going to be expanded. There are probably going to be 10 or 12 spots that not only in Missouri, but in Dallas and Denver and Chicago and folks are places like that, that we have large alumni bases and support bases. So we're going to be out and about the rest of the spring.
Jim, thanks for your time this evening. It is 7-0 Clemson with 4 minutes to go. You're going to get to see 3/4 of the game.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great one.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
Tiger Talk will be back to normal next week with the Robert Pinchton Show at 6 p.m., followed by the Konzo Martin Show at 7 from Columbia's Cheerleaders Bar and Grill on many of these same Tiger Network stations. For Jim Sterk, Shannon Welker, and Morgan Porter, this is Nick Joe saying thanks for listening and good night from Columbia.
From Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.